We are speaking to a legend that is Sipho Hotsticks Mabuse. I mean, you know him. He's an icon. He's been shaping our artistic landscape for decades. I mean, it was the timeless hits. Burnout being one of them, and beyond his music. He represents resilience, you know, creativity, and the rich heritage of our country's arts. Mr. Mabuse, good morning.
Good morning, JT, and good morning to your listeners, too.
Yes.
Wow. Who needs a praise singer when there is one at Rise FM?
Thank you. Thank you for that. Now, we understand that the Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture had a breakfast meeting with some legends, and you may be one of the legends, where he proposed that, you know, instead of the 15,000 stipend, that there's an increase, and that increase be 50,000 rands. What do you think necessitated this proposal from the Minister?
Thank you very much for this opportunity. You know, first of all, I am not aware. I was not invited. I was never at the meeting. So this is just something that I'm reading about in the newspapers or, you know, on social media.
Yeah.
So I would. It would be wrong of me to make any comments based on rumors until such time that I'm invited or engaged with the minister.
Yeah, and I'm so disappointed to hear that you were not part of it, because one, when one thinks of legend, I mean, your name, you know, comes to mind. But anyways,
I would have imagined that that's the thought, but obviously they have other ideas about my my so-called legendary status, so I wasn't invited.
Yeah, and perhaps let's say beyond the financial assistance, in your view, what do you think, or perhaps what kind of support do you need as legends of this beautiful country of ours?
Well, I think based on what has been spoken about and what I read in the media and everything, I think it's a noble idea. However, you know, there could be some challenges in the future, because we're talking about a very substantial, budget that must be there, must be offered, as to whether we can sustain this beyond certain levels. I don't know. I don't know how that is going to come about. Like I said, you know, it would be helpful for me to comment on something that I've engaged with, so that I understand exactly what it is. And also, one of the things that one would have to interrogate is what criteria was used, you know, to determine as to who of the... Because remember, the age of the legends goes beyond just the few that you've seen on me. Yeah. And it's very important that this is not a populist act, you know. It should be a genuinely noble idea, because there are many, many other artists who are over 70 who should be considered for this, if at all it's going to happen.
Yeah.
So I don't know what criteria was used. So again, it would be foolhardy of me to try and have a conversation around it, not knowing all the facts.
Yeah. Now, lastly, before I let you go, I always enjoy our interviews, by the way, but before I let you go, when you look at arts and culture in the country, what do you think, perhaps I should say, what role do you think that legends like yourself should play in shaping and mentoring the next generation of artists?
You know, JP, I'm always concerned about... maybe we shouldn't consider ourselves as a custodians of what should happen in the future. Young people should shape their own narrative.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe if they need us to guide them through the process, we may talk about our own experiences and so on. From there, they can learn how to navigate this space, because it's a very, very treacherous landscape. You know, music has changed over years, over time, and people appreciate things at different levels. So I would be cautious that we don't consider ourselves as people that have the magic or have the experience to try and advance. Young people should set their own narrative and see how far and how important their music role is in society. For instance, we understood that we have challenges. Yeah. We had challenges at the time considering apartheid, for instance, and which for us was something that we needed to advance our battles on. And today, young people are faced with the drought scourge, with diseases, homelessness, poverty, and so on. Can they use their music to highlight, to profile these challenges so that society understands? And I've always maintained that as musicians, we are a voice that people can listen to. Mm. If young people don't believe that their role is to profile or highlight some of the challenges that society is faced with, I don't know what it is that they can do.
Mm. Well, that's a legend, an icon, Sipho Hot Sticks Mabuse. Mr. Mabuse, it's always a pleasure speaking to you.
Thank you very much, JP. And please tell the people that we are having a concert at the square, Sandton Square, Mandela Square, and they should come and watch me introduce my children to the music world. My son and my daughter will be singing at this concert. So people should know that I'm handing the baton over to some of the most talented people in this country.
Yeah, the apple didn't fall far from the tree, eh?
No, didn't at all.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much. Bye-bye.